时间过得很快，我们教会已经快完成11年了。
Time went very fast. It's almost completing 11 years in this church.
下个礼拜天是庆祝我们教会第12年的开始。
Next week we're going to celebrate the beginning of the 12th year.
我们欢迎每一个人一起来给我们庆祝。
We ask everyone to come to celebrate.
我们有唱诗，有祷告，有读经，有分享。
We're going to have singing hymns. We're going to have prayers. We're going to have testimony, and we're going to have fellowship.
那么也是大家有机会能够想想这11年来对你的感受如何。
So we have a chance to go back and think the past 11 years are blessings.
请大家事先想一下，也许到时候你有几句分享的话，可以成为大家的鼓励。
Maybe you can spend some time prepare, so when the time comes, you can share and we can encourage each other.
Okay. 我们讲健康教会已经好几次了。
Several times we've been speaking of the healthy church.
健康教会的9个记号都打在你们节目单上面。
All the 9 marks of a healthy church has already printed on your program.
有可能有某一个记号，因为你旅行或不在，你没有机会听到。
Maybe one of the marks you were absent from your travels that you were not here.
我鼓励你上网听一下。
I encourage you to listen on the internet.
我想我们每一个人都有义务，让我们教会更健康。
It's everyone's obligation to make the church healthier.
我们希望以后跟知识会有讨论，看看怎么样把这些记号能够真正的实行出来。
We will discuss in the deacons meeting how we're going to live out all these marks, healthy marks.
那么今天我们再看最后一个记号。
So today we're going to look the last mark.
因为这里面的内容很多，我要分两次的讲到。
There are a lot of amount of content we're going to.The pastor will preach twice.
今天我会注重第一大点和第二大点。
Today's emphasized on the first two points.
新约圣经提到教会领袖的时候，
When the New Testament mentions the church leadership,
他用三个不同的称呼。
There are 3 different terms.
叫做长老、监督和牧师。
So elder, overseer, and pastor.
我们对牧师这个头衔比较熟悉。
We are more familiar with the title of a pastor.
我们对其他两个头衔比较不熟悉。
We are not quite familiar with the other two.
也可能我们当中有人会认为说，哦，长老是在长老会的教会里面。
Maybe some of us may think the elders are in the church of the Presbyterian Church.
我们既然不是长老会，所以我们没有长老。
Since we are not a Presbyterian Church, therefore we do not have an elder.
或者有人以为说监督呢，是在卫理公会里面才有的。
And you may think that the overseers is in the Methodist Church.
我们教会不是卫理公会。
We are not a Methodist Church.
所以我们没有监督。
So we do not have overseers.
台湾有一间很出名的教会叫基督之家。
In Taiwan, there's a very famous church called the Home of Christ.
他的牧师叫做寇世元。
It's a Pastor Cole.
那么他在加州也有好几间教会叫基督之家。
He has many churches in California also called Home of Christ.
他自己的头衔就是监督。
So his title is the overseer.
我们认为说，既然我们教会是独立的，所以我们没有监督这个头衔。
Since we think we are independent church, therefore we do not have the title of overseers.
但圣经却用这三个称呼。
The Bible uses the 3 titles.
指教会的领袖。
Pointing to church leaders.
指同一群人。
Same group of people.
他们是每一个人都有这样的称呼。
Everyone has the same title.
我们先看看长老跟监督他们两个是一样的。
Let's first look at the elder and overseer. They are the same.
并且常常他们被交替的使用。
They often can be exchanged.
我们看使徒行传20章17节。
Let's go to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章17节。
Verse 17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。这是以弗所的教会啊。
This is the church of Ephesus.
我们中文没有把那个多数啊翻出来，应该是长老们。
The Chinese translation didn't reflect the plural form. It's the elders.
然后再看二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，看到吗？是同一个人用两个不同的称呼。
Here you can see the same person has two different titles.
这里的监督啊，也是复数的。
Here the overseers is also plural form.
我们再看一下提多书第一章。
Let's go to Titus.
第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
提多书第一章第五节。
Titus 1:5.
保罗说：“我从前留你在哥里底，是要你将那没有办完的事都办齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。”提到长老。
Here, mention the word elders.
再看第七节。
Verse 7.
监督既是神的管家。提到监督。
Here, mention the overseer.
是同样的人。
Same person.
那我们奇怪，为什么他们不用一个称呼就好了，免得搞乱。
So why do they don't just use one title to confuse us?
有历史的背景。
There's a historical background.
首先，犹太人的背景文化当中，
Through the Jewish culture background,
他们是用长老这个称呼来指他们的领袖。
They use the word elder to point to their leadership.
旧约的时候就这样开始。
This is started in the Old Testament time.
请看出埃及记十九章第七节。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第七节。
Verse 7.
摩西去召了民间的长老来，讲耶和华所吩咐他的话，都在他面前陈明。民间的长老就是民间的领袖。
Elders of the people is the leaders of the people.
再看二十四章第一节。
Chapter 24, verse 1.
二十四章第一节，耶和华对摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比父，并以色列长老中的七十人，都要站到我这里来，远远的下拜。再看第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比父，并以色列长老中的七十人都上山。这七十人就是他们的领袖。
Those 70 people are their leaders.
再看利未记
Leviticus
第四章
Chapter 4
十二到十五节
Verses 12-15
利未记第四章
Leviticus Chapter 4
十二到十五
Verses 12-15
以色列全会众，若行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯的罪是隐而未现，会众看不出来的，会众一知道所犯的罪，就要献一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，牵到会幕前。会中的长老，也就是领袖，就要在耶和华面前按手在牛的头上，将牛在耶和华面前宰了。旧约这样用，到新约的时候他们继续用。
Not only Old Testament they use this, they use the same.In the New Testament time.
那我们打开马太福音二十六章。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 26.
五十七节。
Verse 57.
马太福音二十六章五十七节。
Matthew 26:57.
拿耶稣的人把他带到大祭司该亚法那里，文士和长老已经在那里聚会了。 27章第3节。
Chapter 27, verse 3.
这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那30块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老说。 27章20节。
Verse 20, chapter 27.
祭司长和长老挑手众人，求释放巴拿巴，除灭耶稣。路加福音也这么讲。
Luke is the same.
22章52节。
Chapter 22, verse 52.
路加福音22章52节。
Luke 22:52.
耶稣对那些来拿他的祭司长和守殿官并长老说：“你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？” 我们再看到《使徒行传》
Let's go back to Acts
第4章第8节
Chapter 4, verse 8
《使徒行传》4章8节
Acts 4, 8
那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“至明的官服和长老啊，长老是他们的领袖。”So
the elders were their leaders.
然后看15章。
Let's go to chapter 15.
教会里面也是这样。It's
the same in the church.
15章第2节。
15 verse 2.
15章第2节，保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会众几个人为所辩论，向耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。长老跟使徒还并列。So
here the elders and the apostles were mentioned together.
都是他们的领袖。They
were both the leaders.
可是教会里面那时候开始有外邦人的信徒。
In those days, there were Gentile believers in the church as well.
他们没有犹太人的背景。
They were different from Jews' background.
他们也没有他们的习惯。
They don't have their customs.
他们不懂得长老是什么。
They do not understand what is an elder.
但是他们懂得监督是什么。
But they know what is the overseer.
因为当罗马皇帝派一个总督或巡抚。
So when those time when the Roman Empire would appoint a governor
去到一个地方,
go to a place
给他的责任,
to give them the responsibility
就是要监督跟照管那个地方,
so as an overseer and controller
就像当时罗马皇帝派比拉多到, 到那个巴勒斯坦, 他的责任就是监督跟照管巴勒斯坦,
so just like when Pilate was appointed by a Roman Emperor, he is the overseer in Palestine.
所以外邦人知道监督是领袖。
So the Gentiles would know overseers are leaders.
犹太人知道长老是领袖。
The Jewish would know elders.
所以这两个名称在新约里面就是交替的使用。
So this two term exchange used in the exchange in the New Testament.
是同一种人。
Appoint to the same kind of person.
你可以说监督是指到他的职分职责。
You can say overseer is his responsibility.
长老是指他有领导的品格和属灵的成熟度。
So elder, he has the spiritual and the moral character.
你会有机会把新约圣经看的话。
If you read New Testament Bible.
当他们提到教会的领袖的时候。
Whenever they mention church leaders.
最多的称呼是用长老,
Most common they use the word elder.
而不是用我们所熟悉的牧师。
It's not the word we are familiar with, pastor.
那你说那牧师这个称呼怎么来的?
So how did the title pastor come?
我们回到使徒行传20章28节。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传20章28节。
Acts 20, 28.
说圣灵令你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎， 也为全群谨慎，然后呢牧养神的教会啊。牧养这个字 appointment 的意思是说做牧羊人。
So the meaning is be a shepherd.
Okay. 那么长老的一个责任就是要牧养教会。
So one of the responsibility of elder is to shepherd the church.
我们再看彼得 前书第五章。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
我们看第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。再次提到牧羊。
Once again, mention shepherding the flock.
彼得是使徒。
Peter is apostle.
他也是长老。
He's also elder.
他提醒其他的长老们说我们要一起牧养羊。
So he also reminded all the other elders they have to shepherding the flock together.
这就是为什么长老跟监督也有时候被称作牧师。
That's why sometimes the elders and the overseers are called pastors.
那么牧师哈 ,pastor 这个字我们中国人把它翻成牧师这是比较特别的。
In Chinese,Translate the pastor as a 牧师 is special.
因为 pastor 这个字原来的意思是牧者或牧羊人或牧人。
So the original meaning of the word pastor is a shepherd.
你们记得大卫那个最出名的诗篇23篇吗？
So you remember Psalm 23 of David?
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want.
牧者，牧羊人。
So, shepherd.
所以我但是我们中国人就称这个牧羊人说是牧师。
So we Chinese call the shepherds as pastor.
因为我们认为说他有教导的责任。
Because we think he has the responsibility of teaching.
他是老师。
It's like a teacher.
而我们对老师都是蛮尊敬的。
So we all respect our teachers.
那么牧人在羊群中的确有领导的作用。
So shepherds does indeed have leadership among the flock.
你很少看到一个羊群在带领牧人，都是看到牧人在带领羊群。
You never seen that a shepherd was led by the flock, except the shepherd controls the flock.
但是这个 appointment, shepherd 这个字，牧羊人原来的意思是强调他有那个喂养保护羊群的功用。
So the original meaning emphasized to feed and to protect.
所以因为一个好牧人的话他一定有这样的心肠才可以成为一个好牧师。
So if a good shepherd will have such an attitude and heart to be a good pastor shepherd.
所以我们把它带合起来。
So we can go back summarize.
长老监督牧师指同一种人。
So elder, overseer, and pastor point to the same person.
长老你可以说强调他身份的尊贵。
So the elder emphasized the respectfulness of his position.
监督是说明他的工作在管理领导。
Overseer point to his work is to lead to control.
然后这个牧师呢形容他的心肠。
So the pastor that reflects his heart.
然后我们再看第二大点，第一大点，长老的责任。
Let's look at the second point, which is the responsibility.
长老的责任有三方面。
The three aspects of the responsibility.
我这里面我暂时用长老这个名称。
Here I use the word elder for the time being.
因为长老可以包括牧师，也可以包括信徒长老。
So elder.Will include pastors and also lay elders.
牧师是一位长老。
Pastor is an elder.
但一个长老不见得是个牧师。
But an elder may not necessarily be a pastor.
所以我现在特别讲长老的责任。
So I want to speak of the responsibility of elders.
这也就包括牧师的责任。
But also include responsibility of a pastor.
有三方面。
There's three areas.
他有管理的责任，有教导的责任，以及牧养的责任。
So to rule, to teach, and to shepherd.
我们先看管理。
Let's look at rule.
提摩太前书五章十七节。
First Timothy chapter 5.
有一个字打错了，是我的错误，请你们改正。五章十七节。
There is a mistake on your program. Please change it. It's chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节。
First Timothy 5:17.
说那善于管理教会的长老当以为备受加倍的敬奉。这句话告诉我们说教会里面的运作 the operation.
So he is telling us the operation of the church.
教会的方向
the direction of the church.
或教会的组织
or the organization of the church.
长老有责任。
That's the responsibility of the elder.
神将一个教会的方向存亡摆在这个长老的肩头上。
So God placed the survival of a church on the shoulder of the elder.
我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节。
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
五章十二节。
Verse 12. 1 Thessalonians.
弟兄们，我劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。这是指这一批长老。
It means this group of elders.
如果他要劝诫的话，
If he's going to rebuke,
他需要警告跟矫正那些犯错的人。
So he needs to warn and correct those who commit faults.
这些话人家不喜欢听了。
Those the words people do not like to hear.
长老知道他所讲的话人家会不喜欢听。
So that an elder knows sometimes whatever he says people may not like to hear.
但他却需要讲。
But he needs to speak.
需要把他们警告和改正过来。
So he needs to warn them or correct them.
长老的第二个责任是教导。
The second responsibility is to teach.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look several passages.
我们先回到提摩太前书五章十七节后半边。
Let's go back to 1 Timothy 5:17, the second half.
五章十七节后半边说。
5:17.
那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。提到这个长老他有教导。
So the elders has teaching.
再看提摩太前书三章二节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
三章二节。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐于接待远人，善于教导。第三章第一节到第七节是提到长老的资格。
Chapter 3 verses 1 to 7 is mentions the qualification of elders.
那么第八节到第十三节是提到执事的资格。
Verse 8 to 13 is the qualification for deacons.
你把这两个资格比较的话，
If you compare those two lists of qualifications,
你发现很多类似的地方。
There are many similarities.
但是有一个特殊的。
But there's one special.
长老需要善于教导。
So the elders need to be able to good at teaching.
对知识没有这个特别的要求。
There was no requirement of deacons to be teachers.
我们再看以弗所书四章十一节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章十一节。
Ephesians 4.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。我们刚才背了。
We just memorize it.
请注意说牧师和教师这边用和这个字、啊、
Please notice that between pastor, teacher, there's the word and.
Okay, 原来的意思不是说是两个不同人。
The original means does not mean they're two different persons.
换句话说十一节里面不是指五种人。
So in the verse 11, doesn't mean there are five kinds of people.
还是指四种人。
There are only four kinds.
最后这种人是牧师和教师。
So the last group is pastors and teachers.
你可以想象说牧师跟教师中间有个 hyphen, 有个连字号。
So you can think that it's a pastor, hyphen, teacher.
因为他最重要的责任是教导。
The most important responsibility is teaching.
那么他教什么？
What does he teach?
他要教圣经。
He teach the Bible.
他要扎根在圣经。
Teach how do you deep rooted in the Bible?
他在什么时候场合教导？
So when is he going to teach?
他在讲台。
At the podium.
主日学的时间。
Sunday school time.
团契查经班的时间。
Fellowship Bible study.
或者有人跟他请教的时候，或者在他门徒训练的时候，或者在他辅导或婚姻辅导的时候，这些都是教导的好时间。这告诉我们说，一位长老要熟悉圣经。
This tells us that an elder has to be familiar with the Bible.
他不但熟悉，他要完全的相信。
Not only is familiar, he has completely believed in the Bible.
并且他需要把它应用出来。
And he has to live out of the Bible.
他对圣经的态度。
His attitude toward the Bible.
只有应用以后，他才会满足啊。
He can only be satisfied when he applied it.
只有应用以后，他才是真正的相信跟接受了。
Only after he has applied means he's truly believed and accepted.
如果没有应用之前呢？
Before he can apply.
他只是头脑上的一些活动而已。
So there's just some thoughts in his brain.
那么我也说看到在我们查经团契的时候有一些这方面的缺点。
Sometimes I see our weakness in our Bible study, in our fellowship.
我们聚会的时候
during our gathering,
好像赖洛汉牧师开玩笑，我们喜欢讨论树皮啊，而没有讨论树根啊。
Just like Pastor Lin said, we only discuss the bark of the tree, not the roots of the tree.
我们常常问说，这个圣经节说什么？
We ask what this Bible verse say.
这个圣经节怎么解释？
How do you interpret this Bible verse?
我们很少问说这个圣经节对我有什么应用。
We don't ask what is this verse means to me in application.
我们没有问说我应用了没有。
We didn't ask have I applied it.
我们没有问说这个圣经节里面提到的罪我有没有犯。
We didn't ask the sin mentioned by the verse did I commit?
如果有犯，我应该承认。
If I have committed, I should confess.
这个圣经提到应许，我有没有去支取啊
？The promise mentioned by the verse, did I seek?
这个圣经里面好榜样，我有没有说我要去学习
？The good example of the verse, did I go imitate?
我没看到说这个圣经的命令，我有没有去遵守啊
？Or the command of the verse, did I obey?
这圣经里面哪些事情，我有没有向神求啊？
That many things are the verse did I ask for God from God.
如果我没有应用
If I did not apply,
我可以查经五年十年
I can study Bible 5-10 years.
20-30 years.
Or 20-30 years.
但是我的生命没有改变
But my life did not change.
我的灵命没有长进
My spiritual life did not grow.
那不是很可惜吗
What a pity.
每个礼拜来
Come every week.
但是灵命没有改变没有长进
But the spirit did not improve or grow.
有点浪费时间。
So wasting your time.
那该怎么办
？What can we do?
开始问应用的问题。
So begin to ask questions of the application.
如果带查经的人没有问，我要举手问。
If somebody leading the study did not ask, I will raise my hand. I will ask.
如果我带查经，我就要准备这个是应用的问题。
If I am leading the Bible study, I'm going to ask application.
耶稣在生前有一篇很出名的讲道
There was a very famous preaching by Jesus when he was living
叫做登山宝训
It's a sermon on the mount
哦，这篇讲道很多人喜欢
Everybody loves it
也有很多人很多的注解
There are many interpretations
但是耶稣登山宝训的结论是什么
But what is the conclusion of his sermon on the mount
我们看一下马太福音第七章
Let's go to Matthew chapter 7
马太福音第七章
Matthew chapter 7
24-27
24-27
马太福音第七章24
Matthew 7:24
所以这是耶稣的结论凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子 房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。这是耶稣的结论呢。
This is Jesus' conclusion.
请问我们要把我们的灵命建筑在什么基础上？
So let me ask, where should I, we establish our spiritual life on what kind of foundation?
长老的第二个责任是教导。
So the second responsibility of the elder is to teach.
他不会满意只是头脑上了解的。
He won't be satisfied only with a knowledge in the head.
他会想说把这话语行出来。
He wants to live out those words.
第三个责任是牧羊。
So the third is to shepherd.
请我们再回到使徒行传二十章。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 20.
二十章二十七节二十八节。
Verses 27-28.
这告诉我们是这个牧羊工作的两方面。
There are two aspects of shepherding.
Okay.二十章二十七节说，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样必为不传给你们的。神的旨意就是圣经呢。
God's will is the Bible.
他用圣经来喂养羊群呢。
He's going to use the Bible to feed the flock.
他给弟兄姐妹吃的是营养品呢。
So what he gives us is nourishment.
比小四方还好吃啊。
It's better than little Sichuan.
比别海都来得好吃啊。
It's better than Mandarin Kitchen.
他没有给我们吃 junk food.
He didn't give us junk food.
他给我们吃营养品。
Give us good nourishment.
第二点。
The second.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。就是他用自己血手买来的。二十九三十节。
29-30.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引导门徒跟从他们。这边告诉我说，牧羊的第二个责任是保护。
Here it tells meThe responsibility of shepherding is to protect.
因为有假师傅要出来。
There will be false teachers coming.
他会威胁伤害弟兄姐妹们。
So he's going to threaten to harm brothers and sisters.
这些假师傅讲的东西有真的有假的。
Some of they say are true, some are false.
有时候跟圣经合适，有时候跟圣经相反。
Sometimes it's according to the Bible, sometimes against the Bible.
弟兄姐妹不见得听得出来。
So sometimes brothers may not understand, may not can discern it.
有些假师傅甚至讲一些很好听的话，让你喜欢他。
Sometimes the false teacher say something very nice, you like it.
但保罗形容他们是凶暴的豺狼。
But Paul describes them as wolves.
因为他不是为你的好处，
Because they are not for your good.
他是为自己的好处。
This is for his own good.
所以，牧长老有这个责任。
So this is a responsibility.
当他发现教会有个不正确的教导，
When he realized there are untrue teachings in the Bible.
别人可以说不关我的事。
Other people say it's.Doesn't matter to me.
别人可以说，哎呀，我不想去惹这件事。
I don't want to get in trouble.
但长老需要负责任。
But the elder has responsibility.
他有时候会被人误会。
He may be misunderstood.
被人批评说没有爱心。
Maybe criticized by people for not having love.
但他不能允许假师傅在教会当中的存在。
But he cannot tolerate false teachers to exist.In the church.
我们再看一次圣经节关于牧羊，彼得前书五章一到四。
Let's go to First Peter chapter 5.
五章一到四节。
Verse 1-4.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所显现之荣耀，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。勿要牧养你们中间神的群羊。彼得说这群羊是神给他的，还不是他的。
Peter says the flock was given to him by God.
然后说按照神的旨意照管他们。请翻译一下。
So he says now you are to taking care of them according to the will of God.
不是照人的方法。
It's not according to the will of man.
照着圣经。
It's according to the Bible.
然后彼得连续地讲出三个对联。
Then Peter continues to say three contrasts.
Okay, 三个 pairs, 哈。
So three pairs.
每一个对联都是有开始说不是，然后有乃是。
So each pair started with not, but.
Okay, 第一个。
The first.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
So not from,
那个第二节的后半边。
Okay, it says it's not, from compulsion.
对
，but it's voluntary.
一个牧羊人，他一个星期期间，他都会乐意工作。
So a pastor or shepherd willing to work 7 days a week.
他不会说礼拜一是我休息天呢。
But he cannot say that Monday is a day off.
说你打电话来我不接啊。
So when you call me on Monday, I won't answer.
或者你有需要，我要到礼拜二才去帮忙呢。
But if you have need, I can only help you on Tuesday.
他乃是甘心的。
He's doing voluntarily.
第二个。
The second.
不是因为贪财，乃是出于热意。
Not for short gain, but with eagerness.
他没有把牧养的工作当作一个职业。
He did not think to shepherding as an occupation.
Or the profession.
As for profession.
一个专门的工作。
A special work.
所以我要挑个最轻松的。
So I want to pick the easiest one.
不困难的。
Not difficult.
上班时间多的，上班时间少的。
So don't work too long.
或者是这个报酬高的教会去。
I'll go to church who pays more.
还是神呼召他去哪里，他就去哪里。
But he'll go wherever God calls him for.
第三个。
The third.
不是辖制托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not as lording it over those, but to be examples.
他牧羊的方法不是我现在做老板了。
His way of shepherding, not now I'm the boss.
我有权利啊。
I have power.
所以我好好的乱用那个权利啊。
So I can abuse my power.
在里面节目单上有个金科玉律哈。
Oh, on your program there's a good exam.
这是个很出名的一句话。
It's very famous.
这句话中文的翻译也许可以说，那个绝对的权力啊，会导致绝对的腐败，是吧
？So the English says the absolute power corrupts absolutely.
你们看到一些人做了老板以后。
You see some people after they become boss.
就开始用他的权力。
开始 begin to use his power.
权力越大。
The greater the power.
他乱用的越多。
The more he abuses.
最后他自己腐败了。
Eventually he's going to fall.
我们在政治界常常看到这样的事情。
We see that in the politics.
我们在工业界、商业界看到这样的事情。
We see that in business in industry.
我们甚至在学术界看到这样的事情。
Even academics see that too.
但是彼得说这种事情不可以发生在教会里面。
But Peter said those things cannot happen in the church.
因为他领导的方式是做群羊的榜样。
Because the way of his leading is to be example.
他走在羊的前面。
He's going to walk before the flock.
他不叫他们做他自己做不到的。
He will not ask them to do what he himself cannot.
然后他要群羊跟着他走。
He wants the flock to follow him.
因为这样的牧羊有个目标啊。
That there is a purpose in the shepherd.
第四节
Verse 4.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。这个牧长是耶稣基督。
So the chief shepherd is Jesus Christ.
他有一天会再回来。
One day he's going to come back.
这个牧师会得到一个特别的冠冕。
So they will have a special crown.
这个冠冕不是其他的弟兄姐妹们可以拿得到的。
That is the crown other brothers and sisters cannot have.
这是神给他一个不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So this is an unfading crown given to him by God.
当然有哪几个责任
？So how many responsibilities?
当然有治理
，to rule，
教导
，to teach，
跟牧养的责任
，and to shepherd.
今天在许多的教会当中
，In many churches today，
包括美国跟中国的
，Including United States and China，
信徒们似乎有个习惯
There seems to be a habit among the believers.
称呼那些拿薪水的长老们和领袖们，称他是牧师。
They call those elders or leaders who receive a salary as a pastor.
称那些没有拿薪水的领袖们是长老。
They will call those not receiving salary people as elder.
这本身也并没有什么不好。
There's nothing wrong with it.
只是我们心里面要知道。
But we need to know in our heart.
这两个称呼是可以交替使用。
So those two terms should be able to exchange.
不管它是哪一个称呼。
Doesn't matter whatever the title you use.
都需要知道它有这三方面的责任。
You need to know he has three kinds of responsibility.
那你可能会问另外一个问题。
Then you may ask another question.
既然一个牧师是长老。
Since a pastor is an elder.
主任牧师也是长老。
A chief, senior pastor is an elder.
那这位牧师在长老当中有没有什么独特的角色？
Does this pastor have any special role among the elders?
有的。
Yes.
新约的几处常常提到传道跟传道者的经文 preacher and preaching.
Yeah, so many times the Bible mentions the preachers and preaching.
这个经文不是用在长老的身上。
It's not used for elders.
这个经文是用在牧师的身上。
So the preaching and preachers are referring to the pastor.
比如说保罗是位牧师。
For example, Paul is a pastor.
他在哥林多教会注重传道。
So he emphasized evangelism in Corinth church.
或者是 preaching.
Preaching.
这种工作不是其他长老可以做的。
So this is not other elders can do.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look at several passages.
使徒行传十八章第五节。
Acts 18 verse 5.
使徒行传十八章第五节。
Acts 18 5.
希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。为道迫切呢，其他基本的翻译可以翻成说保罗就专心传扬主的道，或者说保罗就用全部的时间在传讲信息。
So the translation is Paul spent the entire time and devoted his, all his efforts in preaching God's word.
这是保罗独有的工作。
So this is a special responsibility and work of Paul.
再看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
十四节。
Verse 14.
九章十四节。
1 Corinthians 9:14.
主也是这样命定。教传福音的靠福音养生，保罗他是有这样的责任。
So Paul has such responsibility.
他勉励这些牧师们。
He also encouraged all the pastors.
提摩太前书第四章十三节。
First Timothy 4:13.
四章十三节。
4:13.
说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直到我来。这是保罗给提摩太的劝勉。
So this is encouraging Paul gives to Timothy.
这也是难怪今天教会当中。
This is why in today's church.
特别在一些很健康的教会当中。
Especially in those healthy churches.
他可能有几十位长老。
They may have.10 to 20 elders.
牧师也可能 有十几位。
They even have more than 10 pastors.
他们每个礼拜天的讲道都是他们主任牧师在讲。
So every Sunday's preaching is their senior pastor.
除非他不在或者其他的事情。
Unless he's not there, he'll have somebody.
因为神给他一个独特的工作。
But this is a special responsibility God's given him.
这告诉我们。
It tells us.
教会里面教导的工作。
The teaching responsibility in the church,
包括这个讲台
including the podium,
主日学
Sunday school,
团契
fellowship,
查经班
Bible study,
等等
all that,
主要的责任是落在这个牧师身上。
So the main responsibility falls on the shoulder.
这是个很大的责任。
It's great responsibility.
因为影响到教会的生死存活。
So it's going to affect the survival of the church.
教会能不能长进跟这个有关系啊。
It's directly related to if the church is going to grow.
教会要不要祝福这个教会，神要不要祝福这个教会，跟这个有关系。
It also God, whether God's going to bless the church or not, it also depends on this.
所以对于这位特别的长老,
so for this a special elder,
其他的长老们,
other elders,
或弟兄们,
or brothers,
就对他有特别的祷告,
have a special pray for him,
对他有特别的尊敬,
a special respect for him,
鼓励他跟支持他,
encourage him and support him.
我们已经看了第一大点, 长老的责任，现在看长老的益处，为什么要有长老？
Now we're going to look at the benefits of elders. Why do we have elders?
如果教会有好几位长老，
If a church has many elders,
并且这些长老不都是牧师，
And especially when not all the elders are pastors,
也有信徒长老，
Some are believers, lay pastors,
那对会
elders,
yeah.那对会员、对牧师、对教会都有好处。
It will be good to have a benefit for the church, for the members, and also for the pastor.
我们先看对会员的好处。
Actually, what is the benefit for the members?
第一个好处。
The first.
会员们会更愿意过一个敬虔的生活。
So the members are more willing to live a devoted life.
在我们思想中，我们有时候还是有条线的。
Sometimes in our thinking we have a line.
牧师是在这一边的。
So the pastor is on this side of the line.
我们信徒是在这一边的。
Believer is on the other side of the line.
牧师他受过神学训练。
So the pastors have a theological
training. 他每天要泡在神的话语当中。
So every day he immerses himself in God.
教会又付他薪水。
And church pays him salary.
他没有工作上的压力。
Has no pressure in work.
他当然容易比较过一个敬虔的生活。
So of course it's easier for him to live a devoted life.
可是当会友们呢?
But for the members,
看到一位信徒长老,
if there is a lay elder,
从他们中间出来的,
came from their midst,
是他们中间的一位,
it's one of them,
他的处境跟他们一样,
so he has the same situation like that,
但他也能够过一个敬虔的生活。
But he can also live a devoted life.
这对会友们是个很大的鼓励。
So it's a good encouragement for members.
我们也能做得到。
We can also do it.
这不是牧师们的专利品啊。
This is not just special privilege for pastors.
凭着神我们也可以做得到。
By God, we can do it.
第二个好处对会员们。
The second benefit for members.
更愿意有多的侍奉。
They're more willing to serve.
我想到我自己的情形。
I thought about my own situation.
当我在 Milwaukee 做长老的时候。
When I was the elder in Milwaukee.
我注意到一件事。
I noticed one thing.
会员们是知道他们需要有更多的侍奉。
So the members know they need to serve more.
牧师教他们吗？
The pastor taught them.
牧师也告诉他们说。
The pastor also told them.
把侍奉想象成一个属灵运动呢。
To think about serving is a spiritual exercise.
你不运动的话，你身体会有毛病。
If you don't exercise, you're going to have trouble with your
health. 你的长大也不会健康呢。
You won't be healthy when you grow up.
但是会员们心里会想。
But the members shall think, may think.
可是我工作很忙啊。
But I'm very busy at work.
礼拜一到礼拜五都忙。
When busy Monday through Friday.
有时候也要出差啊。
Sometimes I have to go out of town.
家里的事情多啊。
There are a lot of things at home.
周末要剪草。
I have to cut grass or
weekends. 要浇水。
Add water.
还做一些维修的工作。
I have to maintain this house.
孩子们要学钢琴啊。
Children going to learn piano.
学绘画，学跳舞。
They have to learn painting and learn to dance.
还有一些运动活动他们要参加。
They also have the sports activities.
哪里有时间去侍奉呢？
So we don't have time to serve.
可是他们看到我和伊斯姆。
But when they saw me and Mrs. E.
我们礼拜天有侍奉。
We have serving on Sunday.
我们教主日学。
We teach Bible study.
有时候我要讲道。
To also come preach.
师母要翻译跟弹钢琴。
So Mrs. E will play piano and also interpret.
而礼拜一到礼拜五我们也有侍奉。
So we also have service on Monday through Friday.
我们平均每个礼拜有两个晚上我们做门徒训练。
So on average every Two nights a week we do discipleship.
或者我们跟他谈福音。
Or we discuss the gospel with people.
或者我们做一些婚姻的辅导。
Or we do some marriage counseling.
而每个晚上需要花超一个半钟头到两个小时的时间。
So at least every night we spend one and a half to 2 hours.
礼拜三晚上参加教会的祷告会。
We have a Wednesday night prayer meeting.
礼拜五有团契的聚会。
Friday we have a fellowship meeting.
并且我记得那时候。
In those days I remember.
我们每个礼拜天的清早。
Every Sunday morning.
跟我的英文牧师吃早餐。
We have breakfast with our English pastor.
他请我做他的英文叫 mentor 哈，我们中文可以翻成良师益友哈，或者说做私人顾问。
So he asked me to be the mentor or guidance person.
而我们工作上很忙碌。
So we're very, I'm also very busy in our work.
也经常出差呀。
I often go out of town.
压力蛮大。
There's a lot of pressure.
周末要料理房子。
So we have to take care of the house on weekends too.
Joanna 那时候每个礼拜要学钢琴。
In those days, Joanna has a piano lessons every week.
我们需要开车90分钟去芝加哥学钢琴。
So I have
to one way.
Drive one way 90 minutes to Chicago for piano lessons.
我们没有讲什么。
We didn't complain.
但是让弟兄姐妹们知道。
But brothers and sisters would know.
他们心里可以说啊。
So they can say to themselves,
我们也可以
we can also,
只要我们能够调整我们的时间跟生活方式
only if we can adjust our time and our lifestyle.
所以更多的弟兄姐妹愿意摆上
So there are more brothers and sisters are willing to commit themselves.
今天米尔瓦基的弟兄当中有一个人做牧师
Today one of thebrothers in Milwaukee Church become a pastor.
在阿拉斯加牧会。
So it's pastoring a church in Alaska.
他请我八月份去那边为他按立。
So in August, I'm going to go there for this anointment.
有个弟兄是在美国东部一间教会做长老。
So one of the brother is now an elder in the church in the East Coast.
都是因为他们认识到说我们可以有更多侍奉这个念头开始。
Because that all started when they realized they can have more services.
我想到我和于师母，我们这样更多的侍奉，不是因为我们做长老我们才做。
So I know that when Mrs. Yi and I, we did all those work, not because we were elders.
我们现在做长老了，不能不多做一点。
Or now we're elders, we have to do more.
我们在这之前，在 T4C 的时候已经开始了。
We started even before that when we were in the old T4C church.
我们在开始说我们怎么样能够更侍奉神。
We already begin to think, how can we serve God more?
当你有心要去侍奉神
When you have the heart to serve,
很奇怪神就给你更多的机会跟更大的责任
So God will give you more opportunities and a greater responsibility
这是对会友们的好处
So that's the benefit for members
对牧师的好处
For benefit for pastors
当一个教会有许多长老的时候
When there are many elders in the church
对牧师我想到至少有下面五个好处
At least I think there are five benefits for pastors
第一个好处
The first
完成了牧师的恩赐
So it completes the gifts of a pastor
恩赐是神给的
Gifts come from God
没有一个人有所有的恩赐
No one can have all the gifts
一个牧师可能有教导的恩赐
So a pastor may have a gift of teaching
但没有怜悯的恩赐
May not have the
mercy.
carry mercy as the
first 他可能有先知但是却没有治理
He may be a prophet but doesn't know how to rule
他可能有施舍却没有服侍跟劝化
So he may be able to be generous giving but does not serve or rule
但是其他的长老们正好可以把它补足啊。
So other elders can supplement what he doesn't know.
那这个对这个集体哈，对这个长老团来讲，这个恩赐就圆满了。
So for this group of elders, the gifts become perfect.
第二个好处。
The second benefit.
弥补牧师的不足之处。
Can supplement the insufficiencies of a pastor.
有的牧师太快，有的太慢。
Some are too fast, some too slow.
有的只注重目标，不注重人；有的是注重人，不注重目标。
Some only pay attention to the purpose, not to the patients, to the people, some the opposite.
有的是凭感觉做事情，不先计划的。
Some they just do things according to how they feel, they have no planning.
有的是计划，计划再计划，还没有做。
Some they just keep on planning and planning, but won't actually do it.
牧师有他的长处，有他的缺点。
The pastor has his strength, has his weakness too.
其他的长老们正好可以把他弥补过来。
So the other elders can supplement that.
第三个好处。
The third.
加强牧师的判断。
So strengthen the judgment or discernment of the pastor.
牧师的判断不是每次都是正确跟合适的。
So the pastor's judgment not always correct or not always appropriate.
也说他过分主观了。
Sometimes he may be more subjective.
或他缺乏这个事情的经历啊。
Because you may lack certain experiences.
他没有这个背景呢。
Doesn't have that background.
他从来没有这样想过。
Never thought about it.
其他的长老们。
Other elders.
正好可以补足他的判断。
Can help supplement that.
让他可以看到其他的可能性。
So he can see other possibilities.
第四个好处。 对牧师。
The fourth benefit for the pastor.
产生会众们对教会决定的支持。
So can encourage members' support for the church.
因为不是一个牧师一个人的决定。
It's not pastor's own decision.
是这个团体的决定。
It's a decision made by the group.
是整个长老们的决定。
It is made by all the elders.
是他们一起讨论完以后的决定。
They decide after they have thought and discussed.
这样错误或缺钱的机会就少很多了。
This would decrease the possibility of mistakes.
并且这些长老们在私下的时候,
and also those elders in their private time,
会有表态, 表明,
so they can demonstrate it.
也许在团契的时间,
maybe during the time of fellowship,
或私下的谈话,
or during their personal conversation,
或在关怀小组里面,
or during the caring ministry,
表明他为什么赞同,
so they can demonstrate why are they doing it.
解释为什么他觉得这个决定是好的,
why do you think this decision is good?
回答弟兄姐妹对这个决定的问题,
so can answer brothers and sisters questions about any decision.
最后一个好处对牧师,
so the last benefit for the pastor,
让牧师少遇到不公平的批评,
so it decreases the unfair criticism of the pastor.
有些批评是好的,
some criticism are good,
因为是建议性的,
because it is constructive.
对牧师对有好处,
it's benefiting for the pastor.
有些批评是不公平的,
some criticism are unfair,
并且是背后的,
and it is in behind their back.
因为来自于这个讲话的人的血气啊, 骄傲,
so it comes from whoever the the flesh from the person who's speaking it.
或者他自己以为被伤害,
or maybe from somebody else they think they were hurt.
那既然教会的方向运作都是整个领导层做的决定,
so if the church, the plan, the operation is a group decision,
而某一位信徒长老还常常是这个领导层的领袖,
and a certain lay elder can be the leader of the group of the elders,
那牧师就不会首当其冲，常常听到冷言热嘲。
So the pastor will not be the target of criticism, complaints, and so on.
让他灰心丧志。
So will not discourage, make him lose heart.
成为牧师一个保护。
So become a protection for the pastor.
所以对一个牧师，任何一个牧师有这个好处。
So for any pastor, that's a benefit.
对教会呢？
How about for the church?
我看到两个好处。
There are two benefits.
第一个,
the first,
既然领导层当中的信徒长老,
so those lay elders in the group,
他们是来自于会众,
they come from the membership,
又在教会一段时间,
they've been in the church for a period of time,
了解教会,
they understand the church.
万一牧师离开,
so if the pastor leaves,
万一牧师, 退休,
if the pastor retires,
他们能够继续的运作,
so they can continue to operate,
比较不受影响,
so they will not have a bad effect for the church.
第二个好处,
the second benefit,
他鼓励教会本身,
so so he can encourage church itself
来承担更多的责任
to take more responsibility
来帮助每一位会友的长进
so can help with the growth of each member of
而不是依靠牧师
it's not just depend on one pastor
不会说弟兄姐妹如果没有长进
you cannot say there was lack of growth of the brothers and sisters
哎牧师啊怎么办呢
So, Pastor, what can you do?
你有什么事情还没有做啊?
What have you not done yet?
他们愿意承担更多的责任。
They're willing to take more burdens of responsibility.
信徒长老们。
So, for the believer, elders,
就会带领大家。
Can lead us.
哎,提醒大家。
Remind people.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
我们要牧师来教导装备我们。
We want to have to teach us, equip us.
但是我们自己的责任。
But it's, we have our own responsibility.
我们要彼此建立起来。
We need to equip each other, edify each other.
你的事就是我的事。
Your things are mine.
我的事也是你的事。
So my matters are also yours.
我们要彼此负责。
So we can be responsible for each other.
所以我看到弟兄姐妹有这三方面的好处。
So what I think there are just three benefits.
这几年当中
In the past few years,
我有一个心愿
I have a wish,
也是我经常的祷告
It's also my frequent prayer,
就是求神兴起或带来这样的弟兄
I would hope God would raise or bring a brother like this to this church
可以带一个可以带几个或兴起
He can bring one or bring more than one
他们清楚神的呼召
So they understand God's calling.
他们将自己跟家庭都委身给教会。
They can commit themselves and their family to the church.
神又赐给他有治理的能力。
God will give him the ability to rule.
神又赐给他有教导的恩赐。
Give him the gift of teaching.
神又赐给他有牧养人的心肠。
And Lord gave him the heart of a shepherd.
当神赐这样的礼物，这个教会真是很有福气。
When God gives such a gift, this church is surely blessed.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我邀请你和我一起为这个祷告。
I ask you to pray this with me.
求神兴起或带来。
So ask God either raise or bring some.
求神祝福我们的教会。
May God bless this church.
我下次讲到长老的资格的时候
，Next.Time I'm going to be speaking of qualifications as elder.
我们会更清楚啊。
We'll be more clear.
什么样的人选是合适的
？What kind of person are appropriate?
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
你留给我们这么多的你自己宝贝的话语。
You left us such precious words.
你将弟兄姐妹摆在我们四周围。
You also present all the brothers and sisters surrounding.
让我们彼此激励。
So let us encourage each other.
让我们向着标杆直跑。
So we may run toward the goal.
让我们的教会成为一个健康的教会。
So this church may be a healthy church.
求主让这九个记号。
May God let this nine marks.
藏在我们的脑子中。
Be with us.
更让我们有机会行出来。
Give us opportunity to live it out.
因为我们要建筑教会在这个属灵的磐石上。
So we want to build this church in the spiritual rock.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。